Our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program, and after an election, another 4 years of you and broadcasting on WHLC and the Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program.
It'll be another 4 years, Steve, of us meeting on Thursday or Friday.
I tell you, man.
Another 4 years. We have another 200-something broadcast.
Oh, no. I'm the most informed person in this town. At least I get to hear the word first.
Steve, we'll just keep meeting together. It'll be over 200 more times over the next 4 years. So look forward to it. Always enjoy these broadcasts that we record each week.
And with the other things that you do, your Ask Mayor Pat, your website that you put together, and the videos that you have on that, and your columns every week.
I will just say, when people talk about that we need more transparency, I always know that we can improve. I think that there's been a pretty good effort to try to keep the public informed as to what's going on with town government.
And anytime you want to go to WHLC.com, and all of the older shows, they are right there for you, and years past.
That's interesting. I've always thought, well, somebody will go and listen to something that we recorded 5 years ago and say, Mayor, this is what you said back then, and I'll have to own up to it. But there's always changing situations, and events and information will impact how you proceed on a particular issue.
Well, the election, 300 ballots were cast. That's, and you pointed out, 34% of the voters turned out.
That is right, Steve, and I'm so proud for coming and voting in this municipal election. One of the problems that we have is that municipal elections tend to have low voter turnout. We had basically an uncontested election, and we had bigger turnout than a lot of the surrounding towns where they had contested elections. So I'm very proud of the voters of Highlands and for our turnout that we had. I want to thank the voters for their support and the support of the candidates that filed for election. And I also want to say this. Once an election is over, I want everybody always to understand the mayor and the board members who have been elected. Our commitment will be to everyone. It doesn't matter who voted for who. We will be committed to serving all of the citizens and residents of Highlands and trying to make the very best long-term and even short-term decisions for the community and the town.
And this happened to me personally, that somebody who was a write-in candidate said, you know, I'm going to do this better next time.
I put on a campaign because I became aware that there was a possibility of a write-in. And with uncontested seats, it was to me problematic that if we had a low voter turnout, the overall will of the voters could be upset by a covert write-in movement. I discovered, and I was suspicious and thought that this was going to happen. That's why I was asking people to go vote and asking any write-in candidate to declare. I was doing that even before the early voting. That if you were a write-in candidate, please let the voters know that you were available for public service. That didn't happen until the day before, or even I remember getting an email the night before the voting that there were write-in candidates, one against the mayor's position and one against the town board commissioners who had filed. That was kind of disappointing to me. Then I go and drive through the rec park where the polling station was, and seeing those write-in candidates trying to convince voters as they were going in to vote, that was a surprise to me. And I want to say something about people at the polling stations trying to convince people to change their vote and vote for a particular candidate. In a way, undercuts, I think, the wisdom of voters in the Highlands precinct. We have a lot of well-informed, very smart people that vote. For the most part, when they're going to cast their ballot, I think that that's kind of counterproductive to try to buttonhole them at that point and say, oh, you need to vote for this person or not. Most people, if not almost all the voters, have already made their decision, and they just want to walk in, get their ballot, mark it, and walk away. So we will have another municipal election in 2027. I encourage anyone who wants to offer themselves up for election and public service. In July of that year, there'll be a filing period. You go down to the Board of Elections, take $10.
Here.
And $10 or less, you can file, and you will be on the ballot. And then We will have an election where I know the Highlander always has a forum of candidates where people can come and listen to the opinions and positions of the candidates. It'll be in the newspaper. They can run ads on the radio, WHLC.
Right.
You could even create a forum even on the radio. I think it's important for people to know who wants to serve, and then the voters make the decision. And I really respect people who will step forward, and it's a real personal thing to declare your candidacy for a position. And if you lose, I know that's hard, but you have provided a public service by saying, I would like to serve, here are my ideas, and then you subject that to the will of the voters, and to me is noble and important. I appreciate those people that are willing to do that.
Our health care and Mission Health in Asheville, and regulators have had to come down on that hospital out there because of some problems.
And that was on the front page of the Highlands newspaper this week. I've been concerned about not our hospital, and I want to emphasize this, Tom Neal, in our hospital, it's wonderful the way it operates. There is that concern that the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services has once again put the Mission Asheville Hospital in immediate jeopardy. I'm hoping and I'm pulling for the folks in Asheville and HCA to address those concerns, improve their services at that hospital to where we don't see this kind of stuff happening in Asheville, because this has now happened several times. I hope that they can build on what has happened and turn that around.
And hopefully the hiring of over 200 nurses, et cetera, will take.
That's right, Steve. I think that's a real positive sign. Increasing the staffing could be critical to addressing the concerns that were made public. Hoping everything will work out. Our hospital, it's operating at a very high level of efficiency and expertise. We should be very thankful that we have the hospital that we have here to serve this community.
Walking around Main Street, and there were some people that were looking into what was Wolfgang's, and they were beside themselves and saying, what happened to Wolfgang's? And so I told them, I mean, you have a correction.
Yes, for the sake of full transparency. In one of my videos that I was sending out, I made reference to Whiteside Brewing Company up Cashers will be involved in the operation of this new facility called Town Hall. That is incorrect. They are not involved. It's another group that will be operating that restaurant once all of those renovations have been made.
Yeah, a lot of renovations are going on right now, so be careful when you're walking around.
Absolutely.
That area.
Absolutely. That's going to, as my video that I put out underscored, there's going to be a lot of adjustment and changes that we'll have to make for some of these major construction projects.
Brand new hotel. Well, it's been approved, but coming up on Wednesday, November 12th, the Board of Adjustments are going to do their thing.
That really underscores the magnitude of some of the construction projects that will be taking place in the future. I know there's a lot of discussion about that proposed hotel, so let me just kind of go over where we are. Earlier in the month, the Planning Board reviewed the proposal and gave a positive recommendation for that project moving forward. The next stop, as you pointed out, Steve, will be on November the 12th at 5:30, I believe, at the community building. There will be a meeting of the Zoning Board of Adjustment, and they will be looking at the request for a special use permit for this hotel. If they approve it, then that project can move forward, and it will not come to the town board for any approval. The last stop is the Zoning Board of Adjustment. That is a public meeting. People can come and attend that meeting and listen to the presentations, and I'm sure there'll be a period where the public can make comments too. The Board of Adjustment will do a review, finding of fact, and will make a final decision. I would not be surprised if a lot of people want to attend that meeting.
Veterans Day coming up, 11-11. You're going to be speaking at the celebration there at 11 o'clock and the Veterans Day. Salute to you.
I always have, you know, a special place for Veterans Day in my heart, honoring the veterans who have served. The American Legion Post 370 does a wonderful job of putting on this special commemoration of veterans, and it's always on November the 11th at the 11th hour, which was the signing of the armistice to end World War One. So I hope people will come and be there for this special program. It's very short. It doesn't last a long time, but it's just a salute to all the people that have served in the military forces of the United States. So I'll be there. I'll have some words to say along with some other events. I know they always read out the names of the new veterans who are being placed on the brick walkway. You can purchase a brick of a veteran that has served in the United States military. And then after that, we will be having a lunch that will be presented by the Highlands Cashiers Hospital, where all veterans can go out to the hospital and have a free lunch that day to recognize their service. Tom Neal is always there, the chief executive and nursing officer of the hospital. I think he takes special pride in putting on this lunch because Tom started his medical career, I believe, as a United States Army medical corpsman. He served his country and it's just a great luncheon that we have at the hospital.
You begin your new term, you know, 4 more years, so 208 shows we will be adding to the list of the other years that we've done this
together.
It'll
be 208 shows, 208 weekly columns, mayor on duty. It's a lot of work ahead. I enjoyed serving the community and look forward to the opportunities that the town has to move forward in the coming months and years.